there's plenty of things to do around the Granite State over the weekend. Amy Diaz is editor of the Hippo. She's here to preview some of those things. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So what is going on in the Granite State this weekend?
Well, you know, this is kind of a tough time, I think, for people who are food lovers. So winter can be a little tough, but there are some events going on that start this Sunday that are really, you know, great food lover events.
Okay, give me one.
Well, Concord is doing their first ever take on the restaurant week. It's called Concord Dines Out. This starts this Sunday and it runs through next Sunday. It's a really great way to try out new places. You know, there's usually a set price. You get a chance to, you know, try some new restaurants or maybe go back to some places you haven't been in a while.
These have been done annually in Manchester and Portsmouth and Nashua for a while now. And I imagine the idea is to obviously increase business downtown.
Yes. You know, we talked to someone in Portsmouth a couple of years ago who said that their restaurant weeks, usually they see between 10,000 and 12,000 diners turn out that week. Manchester just recently did their second one, and they said the first one, they thought about 4,000 diners turned out. And anecdotally, we've heard from people at restaurants who say, you know, they see regulars come, they see new faces. And so it's a way to particularly introduce new people to the restaurants.
So what's happening at Concord? What makes this one unique?
Well, this is the first year that they're doing it. They were going for about 12 restaurants. And when we talked to them for our story, they had 11. And I think they have about 15 since then. So, you know, a good choice of restaurants to go to. They're doing lunch and dinner, which I think is cool because, you know, they have a fixed price meal for lunch. It's $10. For dinner, it's $20. So you can kind of pick, you know, how much you're willing to spend to try out a new place.
And where can people find some information about Concord's Restaurant Week?
Well, on the Chamber of Commerce, they list all the restaurants that are participating. When we talked to some of the restaurants, they hadn't formalized their menus yet, but you can at least go on the restaurant websites and see the kind of food that they tend to serve.
Okay, and along with food, I think, comes wine.
Perfect pairing.
Absolutely. And something else has become an annual event in New Hampshire is Wine Week.
Yes. And the first sort of big Wine Week related event is this Sunday, Sunday afternoon at Jewelltown Vineyards over in Southampton. They're doing a free barrel tasting so you can taste some wine. They're also doing some tours. And so, you know, it's a chance to learn a little bit more about them. Then throughout the week, there are going to be all sorts of different events. Everything from free tastings and bottle signings, which is kind of cool. You get the guy who made the wine to sign the bottle for you. Also dinners and even a wine seminar. So things going on throughout the week that you can participate in. Of course, the big event is on Thursday. It's the Winter Wine Spectacular.
And that's in Manchester?
Yes, that takes place at the Radisson in downtown Manchester from 6 to 9 p.m. Now, this is really cool because you go in and it's $65 for a ticket and there are just hundreds of wines being poured. And so kind of whatever you like, you're going to find things there that appeal to you.
Now, what if you don't know what you like? What if you're kind of a novice and you're not sure what to drink?
Well, you don't have to know about bouquet and tannins and all of those things in order to participate. I think this is a perfect place if you're sort of just getting into wine to go in. You talk to some of the people. Usually it's distributors and also some of the winemakers themselves are there. You can say, I like wines that are a little sweeter. I like red wines. You tell them what you like and they'll help you find some wines that, you know, maybe you've never seen before to sort of add to the things that you like. And it's a great way to try out different things and you don't have to go buy those bottles yourself. People who are really into wine, you maybe don't know what to try next, you know, and this is a great chance. One year I went and just tried wines from a certain area, just tried certain varietals. And so it's a great way to discover new stuff.
A couple of things to do in the coming days, even though it's cold here in the Granite State, you can still get out and enjoy a little food and wine. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Good to see you, Amy.
Have a great weekend.